This month, a team of British scientists made headlines when they announced the discovery of a whole world of new species that live in total darkness around underwater volcanic vents in Antarctica. Seaweeds, crabs, and even an octopus. These creatures can withstand high temperatures, and they consume bacteria that get their energy from the chemicals emanating from the Earth rather than the sun. Alaska probably has species like this as well. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Alaska's undersea environment is mostly unexplored, so new discoveries are not all that surprising. In 40 years of experience in these waters, Steve Jewett, the University of Alaska Fairbanks diving officer, has made plenty of discoveries. And in 2006, when the Federal Environmental Monitoring and Assessment Program was willing to fund a 1,000-mile survey along the Aleutian Chain, he jumped at the chance.
We had a mission that went out there looking at the nearshore zone from zero to 20 meter depths, all the way from Unimak Pass to Attu, and what a great opportunity that was.
It's a rare opportunity. The Aleutians are remote and costly to operate in. A diving expedition can easily run up expenses of $10,000 or more dollars a day. But ecologically and aesthetically, the area has a lot to offer.
When I made my first dive, it almost took my breath away how beautiful it was out there, just simply because you have such great visibility, and the diversity of colors and marine life is just astounding.
The islands lie between two ocean systems and right next to the Aleutian Trench at 24,000 feet, one of the deepest places on Earth. These natural forces give rise to unique ecosystems.
We thus far have published on 19 new species.
They've got plenty more new species they're still working on confirming. Jewett estimates 40 or so. Most of the confirmed new species are sea stars. There will be a book of them coming out soon. But the real star of the show is an algae called Golden V. Kelp. It was found in the Four Mountains group between Samalga and Amutka Passes, an area abounding with volcanoes, beneath which the divers found more volcanic activity on the seafloor.
It was like diving in a can of ginger ale, you know, initially. And then there were places where there were just large amounts of hot water coming out of the ground. You could go over there and stick your hand in the sand, and it was just nice and toasty warm. And one of our new species of brown algae was collected adjacent to that region.
The discovery was announced in 2008. Subsequently, a group of Pribilof Island schoolchildren found another colony of the same kelp and announced that discovery. This kelp is not just a new species, but an entire new genus, and perhaps even more special. The scientists hope to confirm chemically and genetically that the kelp is also a life form that gets its energy from volcanic vents rather than from the sun. Photographs of the kelp do not show any smaller creatures consuming it. Michelle Ridgway of the Alaska Deep Ocean Research Institute is very interested in this kelp.
Is the species likely associated with the geochemistry that's unique to those volcanic islands? Probably yes. I think that they're definitely on to something. The only other location that kelp has been found is on St. George Island, and there's a lot of it around that rock. And there are some suspected vents in that vicinity as well.
And there's plenty more. Some 115 color images of what they found in the Aleutians in a book from the University of Chicago Press, now being republished by the University of Alaska Press, called Sea Life of the Aleutians, an Underwater Exploration. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.